It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book contains exclusive photographs of a pop icon. Here's Christy Clancy with her review of Picturing Prince by Steve Park.
I'm a child of the 80s. The musician Prince was this fascinating, mysterious man I could not get enough of growing up. Purple Rain played loudly in my room. Now, as a singer and a photographer myself, Picturing Prince by Steve Park seemed like a natural fit for my bookshelf. Park was Prince's photographer and in-house art director for 13 years. His collection of photos and short tales about working with Prince offer a glimpse into life at Paisley Park, Prince's estate. Park discusses coming into his own as a photographer and designer, which Prince played a part in by nurturing and pushing his creativity. Park writes that Prince always had a need for something out of the ordinary, like finding a camel in Detroit on short notice, or needing to be de-pantsed digitally. These are the kinds of stories you'd expect when it comes to working with the Purple Royalty. But those aren't the only vignettes you'll read in the book. Pages and pages of Prince looking regal and magical are placed next to his conversations with Park about smoothies and music. The reader will discover Prince's response to hearing Bono, not favorable, but with a wink, and what he thought when he first saw Destiny's Child on a late-night talk show. You may be surprised. You will also learn about Prince's switch to vegetarianism and what famous, funky guest still ate fried chicken at his table. One story that stood out to me lends a little insight into Prince's childhood. Park had been wearing a Blair Witch Project t-shirt around the time the movie was in theaters. Prince asked if it was a good movie. Then after some back and forth about other graphic movies, Prince asked, "Would you take a 5-year-old into the theater to see Psycho?" Park noted Prince's body language had changed, then recalled stories of how the artist was mistreated as a child. Park wondered if Prince spoke from experience. Park seemed to notice the small things, while most people working with Prince would let his remarks slide, not realizing they were his way of letting someone in. You should not expect literature from these anecdotes, but that doesn't seem to matter the more you read it. This book is like sitting at a kitchen table with Park, listening to him talk about the man named Prince as well as the artist. If you're a Prince fan, this book is a must-have. It's not an exposé on the singer or a thought-provoking piece from Rolling Stone. It's a sometimes sweet, sometimes sad look at the brilliant musician through a 13-year working relationship and friendship with his photographer. My favorite story since I grew up in the 80s is this one. People who worked for Prince started calling him boss since, well, he was their boss. Prince, making it clear he didn't approve, said, "I'm not the boss. Bruce Springsteen is the boss." Prince didn't need to be the boss. He was royalty, after all.
That book is Picturing Prince by Steve Park. Reviewer Christy Clancy is a social media specialist at Penn State and the singer for the state college band Hops and Vines. Author Steve Park will be at the State College Barnes & Noble on November 18th at 3 p.m. for an author event. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.